One of my favorite examples of the power of storytelling actually comes from the Vital Smarts teams. They're the authors of Crucial Conversations, Crucial Confrontations, and Influencer. And they talk about this challenge that this leadership team had in this business, which was basically this. If their employees didn't radically improve their performance level, their productivity, the company was going to go out of business. And so they needed to communicate that message to their staff. So they put together a, air quotes, awesome PowerPoint presentation with the requisite charts and graphs and lots of analytics to prove their point. They get up on stage and they share this really concerning news to their employees. And what happened was the takeaway message for employees was this. Senior leadership wants to have an excuse to cut our pay so they can pay themselves more. And you think of that for a second. Think of your own version of the leadership team's dilemma. Either you know something is really important and you try to communicate it and the message is not getting through, or you know something is really helpful to another person and the message doesn't get through. And oftentimes, one of the reasons why is we're trying to create this bulletproof intellectual argument for that. So fortunately, the leadership team was smart and resourceful and adaptive, and they thought, okay, the employees aren't going to take our word for it. Maybe they'll take the word of their peers. And so they select 10 employees to go over to Japan because the Japanese factories that were their competition were about 40% more productive per employee. And so maybe the employees can see it for their very eyes. They can come back, tell their peers. Employees go over there, and what they saw was jaw-dropping. Now, when they came back to the States and to their team, they shared the takeaway message, which was, we're in a heap of trouble. They really are that productive, and we need to get with the program. They were literally booed off the stage. Now, fortunately for them, they had sort of like a traveling road show. They had a number of these meetings, so they got a chance to do it better with the next group. So the next group, what they do is they give a shortened version of what they saw. Again, booed off the stage. And they're thinking, what are we going to do here to get this message across? So finally they decide, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have our best storyteller in this group, Jim. Jim's awesome. You know, he knows how to tell stories that are interesting, like what he did last weekend, his fishing trip, etc. He's going to tell the story. So Jim gets on stage, sits down at a chair, and he starts to tell what happened to them. And he said how when they flew over, he and his buds got together, and they're like, yeah, we know what senior leadership's done. They've already, you know, they set this up so this Japanese plant, when we get there, everybody's going to be like Superman and just put on a good show for us. And all the buds in the audience like, yeah, you're right, those, you know, those pesky leaders, we know how they are. And then he said, so we get there the next morning and we tour the plant, and sure enough, everybody's, you know, in double time speed. It was clearly an act. And everybody's like, yeah, they're not going to put one over on you. So then he said, Jim said, well, when we go back to the hotel, we thought we're not going to let them pull the wool over our eyes. So we're going to do a stealth mission tonight. Catch them when they're not ready. And they're like, yeah, you go get them, guys. And said, we went into a plant on the third shift. And we knew what we were going to see. And it's funny because the author said, because they knew how much their people messed around and screwed off on the third shift. And so they expected to see the same thing. And he's like, I couldn't believe it. These people on third shift, they were working even harder than the guys on the first shift. And he said, that's when we knew we were in big trouble. You can hear a pin drop in the audience. And he said, we sort of reconvened and like, okay, what are we going to do here? And we decided, you know, we've got a couple days here. Let's learn from these people. Let's get in there with them and see if we can do what they do. And so for the next 2 days, you know, we rolled up our sleeves. We were there shoulder to shoulder. And I tell you what, it was a lot harder than how we work here, but we were able to do it. And the audience like, yeah, you know, rock on. And then he said, and he ended, Jim ends off with, and so, you know, we are in big trouble if we keep doing what we're doing. But if we roll up our sleeves and work together, we can take back our future and make this thing work. Big round of applause. People were psyched. They're ready to go for it. That's the power of storytelling. Now, here's what I want to ask you to do. At your tables, 3 minutes, so just short and sweet, why did I start off with that story, and what did you notice about that story? Okay? Why did I start off, and what did you notice about that story, and why it was picked as a beginning story?